I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our last episode of the year.
Oh my God, yeah. Wait, that's crazy.
I know.
That being
said, we will not be.
Yep.
It's off to a great start.
We will not have an episode out the week of Christmas because I will be back home in Virginia, hopefully, weather permitting, and I have, like, no Wi-Fi at home, so,
We're having Christmas break.
We're
taking a break. We're taking a break from everything.
Yeah.
Including this podcast. Sorry, everyone. I hope everyone has an amazing holiday, an amazing new year, and we'll see you next year. Bye. Just
kidding. See you next year.
Imagine if that was the whole podcast.
That's the whole episode. It's like 30 seconds long. We are really tired, and I can't do this anymore.
We made it through a whole year. Bye. No, for real. We're going to have a good last episode. I have a good feeling about this one. We're going to talk about some fun things.
Wait, should we start with our hyperfixations of the week?
Yes, we should.
Okay. What are your hyperfixations of the week?
Bows.
Yeah.
Because, well, first of all, like, I've been seeing it everywhere, and, like, I think it's everyone's hyperfixation.
Yeah.
But I bought some ribbon because I had to, like, wrap all my Christmas presents. And I was looking up, like, cute ways to wrap because I, like, really want to get better at wrapping. And instead I landed on bow TikTok and I found a million different ways to, like, tie bows. And so I cut all my ribbon instead of wrapping my presents and tied all these bows. And now I just, like, have them all and I don't know what to do with them.
Okay. First of all, if you need more ribbon, let me know because I literally have just a bag of ribbon scraps.
Okay.
Like a whole grocery bag.
You should make bows with them.
I have been.
Okay, but so I bought it's it before this, too.
So I just had it already, and then I was like, oh, I can do little bows in my hair with them, and so that's what I've been doing, and I also used it to wrap Christmas presents, too, so.
Yeah, cute. Yeah, who knew it was, like, kind of complicated to tie a bow, but I found, like, a technique that I learned on TikTok that
really
works.
Did you do the two-finger
one?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And you put your, I know, I did it with your fingers are in an L, and then your other fingers are, like, down. It's really hard to explain through a podcast.
Like this?
Yeah, like you're holding up a loser sign. And that's how you make your bow. And you, like,
not
wrap
L,
the ribbon around your
sign.
Fingers. I'm not an L, but a loser. What did they say in Camp Rock? Whatever major
loser.
Loser. Wasn't that in Camp Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like I did it so many times today that I could do it in my sleep now because I was practicing.
There's another one where if you have, like, it's like a peace sign and you loop the ribbon through, like, in a figure eight, and I think you wrap it four times.
Oh, okay.
Or something, and then you pinch it together, tie the loops together in the middle, and then it's like a little double bow.
Oh, that's cute. Wait, yeah, the one I was making was a double bow too, but that sounds a lot easier than my method.
Yeah, it's literally just like shoot.
Okay, I need to try that one. Not that I need any more bows because I've made like 500, but...
Also, everyone just listening to our descriptions about how to tie bows with no visual aid
whatsoever. I know, it must be so frustrating.
The
especially like if they want to learn...
Like, go, shoop, 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 shoop.
Yeah. Especially if people are like, oh, I'd love to learn, and then we're describing it like this. Like, oh my God.
Aspen posted a bow tutorial on the TikTok page this week challenge.
Honestly, I will.
You should.
I just need to get some more ribbon. Or I guess I could untie one and do it again.
Yeah, there you go.
What are you hyperfixated on?
I've been listening to Tate's album, like, literally nonstop since it came out.
Oh, yeah. I listened.
It's so good. I've been listening to it, like, literally every day. I also really like Nicki Minaj's new album. I've been listening to that a lot, too.
I haven't listened to that one. I should.
Yeah, you should.
I gotta be, like, in the mindset.
Yeah, but she always slays. What else? Oh, I just started. I don't know if you ever watched The 100. Did you ever watch that show?
Maybe. I don't think so.
I've been rewatching it this week, and And by rewatch, I mean binge, because I don't know how else to watch anything. so I guess that would count as a hyperfixation. That show's so fucked up. But I've been rewatching it anyway. So, yep.
Nice. What is that show that's on Netflix? I know you watched it already.
Well, of course
I don't even need to ask you, because I saw it pop up on my Netflix and I was like, yeah, Kai's already seen that. It literally just came out and it's like Summer I Turned Pretty vibes.
My Life with the Baltimore. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I was going to ask you how it was. Because I saw it and I was like, I know Kai has seen this. And so I was asking you how it was, because I was wondering if I should watch it or not.
I love a silly little teen drama show.
Yeah.
So backstory on that show, it was actually a Wattpad book, like way back when.
Oh my God.
So it started on Wattpad and I read it when it was on Wattpad. And then I guess it got published as a book. And then they made the show out of the book.
Oh, that's cute.
So that's why I watched it. Well, that and because I'll never turn down a silly little teen drama show. So
and I saw it was like number one on Netflix. So I was like, oh, yeah, everyone sees it.
It's good. It's super cheesy. Like, it's super cheesy. But that being said, once you get past the fact, like, you just have to ignore the fact that it's cheesy and accept it, because.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need a silly little cheesy show.
Yeah,
for sure. And I mean, you can tell, like, literally the first 30 seconds, her entire family dies in a car accident. So it's,
oh,
like,
my
very,
God.
Like, it's obviously a Wattpad book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like, the storyline's very, like.
Yeah. Like, the storyline is literally her entire family dies in a car crash. And then she's sent to live with her godparents, which is, like, her mom's best friend from college. And they have, like, 7 boys.
Wow. It's, like, so Summer Turned Pretty, kinda.
Yeah. It is. It's the country Hallmark Channel version of the Summer I Turned Pretty, if
you
will.
Is there Christmas in it? Like, is it Christmas theme? Okay, it just came out at this time of year.
I just meant in the, yeah. Hallmark
but
is
I feel
in
like
just,
everything
like,
that, like, comes out right now is, like, Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's not Christmas. It takes place in Colorado.
Oh, what?
Yeah. They okay, didn't film it here, watch. But, like, the show takes place in Colorado.
Is there any, like, thing, like, that
oh,
you would
you're
know?
Gonna laugh really hard. Okay, so, first of all, they didn't film it in Colorado. It's just placed in Colorado, so they filmed it in Canada. But when the show starts and she goes to move with them, it shows her flying into Denver. Mm-hmm. And so it shows the...
It shows the airport?
It shows the outside of the Denver airport, like, with the tents.
No, it does not.
It does. I literally screamed. It was a jump scare. And then inside of the airport's, like, completely wrong. Like, it's obviously a set. But they show the outside, like, with the tents of the Denver airport.
Okay, I need to watch this. Maybe I'll put it on while I'm, like, doing something else.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, this sounds good. I started, speaking of Netflix movies, I started this movie last night. I was watching Leave the World Behind. And
oh, wait,
it's, like,
I think
this
I've
new...
heard of that.
Netflix movie. Yeah, it was the number one movie for, like, a while, and so I was like, okay, I should watch it. And you know when they, like, play, like, a snippet of the movie when you're, like, scrolling on Netflix?
Yeah.
It, like, played, and then I was like, wow, that's really interesting. And then my mom watched it and she told me that I needed to watch it. So I watched half of it and then I fell asleep, but also I got really scared because it's not, like, a horror film, but it's like creepy, like the way that it's, like, filmed and the soundtrack is really creepy, but it's about, like, I haven't gone very far in it because I fell asleep, but it's about like technology all goes out. There's like a worldwide blackout, so no one has technology, and then there's like all these little things that are happening, but like no one knows why, and it's kind of like apocalyptic vibes. But so far it was really good. You guys should watch it. And apparently, the Obamas were producers on the show, which is, like, so... Or on the movie, which is, like, so random. Because I was watching the movie, and then it was, like, the beginning credits, and it said, like, Obama's producers. And I was like, what the heck? So I Googled it, and there's, like, all these conspiracy theories that the Obamas are, like, warning people that this is what's going to happen in the world. And last night, I went down the deepest rabbit hole about, like, Like, this, I haven't even, I probably watched 20 minutes of the movie and it's like deeply affected me. So I'll let you know when I finish it. But you know, I want what? Everyone to watch it.
The duality of women right here, you know?
I know.
Aspen loves those, but she also loves a conspiracy theory.
Like, I love a conspiracy theory. And at first I was like, oh, I don't really want to watch this. And then I heard about the conspiracy and I was like, let's go. But yeah. That's what I wanted to say, because please. I want to know if anyone knows more about this conspiracy theory.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to our next segment. Our last burning questions of the year.
Yes.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, that's crazy. Another year of Burn the Disco Down.
Oh my god.
2 years down.
That's crazy.
Well, 2 years in April, but still.
Yeah. Two new years. Okay. Thank you, Kaya, for teaching me what PSI stands for. Also, I felt personally called out when you said you needed to air up your tires and get an oil change, LOL.
You're welcome. And also, you will not be surprised to hear that I have not filled up my tires, even though it's been like 2 weeks since that episode. So
you shouldn't have said that. You should have said, oh yeah, and the other day I filled up my tires.
Well, at this point I'm like, I might just, when I call for my oil change, I'm just gonna be like, can you also, like, they're just gonna do it.
Yeah,
all.
They'll do it. Yeah, they'll,
like,
do,
they'll
it.
Turn on the car and see that there's a light on and be like,
yeah. They always fill up my tires when I get my oil changed, like, even when I don't ask.
Slay.
I know. Okay, next. Book soundtrack recs. This is in reference to when we did a episode about a book and we kind of wrote what our dream soundtrack would be if the book was made into a movie. And then in our episode last week, I'm not okay. In our episode last week, we asked for book recommendations because we want to do this again. So this person said, Confess by Colleen Hoover, Better Than the Movies, November 9th, Love Hypothesis, and that's it. And I haven't read any of those, so.
Okay, first of all, I am not a Colleen Hoover girly, so I will not be reading either of those Colleen Hoover books with Peace and Love.
Did Colleen Hoover do something wrong?
No, I just don't like her writing.
Oh. That's, like, seems weird to me, because isn't it romance?
Yeah, I just don't like it.
Just not your vibe?
I read It Ends With Us, and that's just, I never read another one, so.
I think I read another one, but I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, anyways. I just want to make sure she wasn't problematic.
Yeah, no. No, I just don't like her writing style, personally. But I have read Love Hypothesis and Better Than the Movies, and Aspen and I already talked about this, but I recommended that we do Better Than the Movies because I fucking love that book.
Okay, I need to read it.
It's so cute.
Oh, and now I have a Kindle, so I can get it.
Oh my god, slay!
Yeah, so I'll read
Congrats.
It soon. Thanks, it's kind of fun.
But also, I just want to say that if they ever make Better Than the Movies into a movie, I think that Milo Manheim would be the perfect...
Of course you
starring
do.
Role for that movie. Of no, like, I'm not do. Kidding. Put that man in another rom-com immediately, and it needs to be that one. Like,
okay, well, yeah, we'll do, like, a cast, like, a book to film, like,
yeah,
who we would love to play the characters.
Maybe we do that one as, like, one of our first ones of the, like, maybe not our first one of the new year, but, like, our
yeah,
second one
maybe
of
like
the new
second.
Year, because we can read it over our break.
Yes, love. And everyone else can read it, too. Because
yeah.
we'll have an extra week. So everyone now, get it from the library, get it from Target, order it from the bookstore, Better Than
like
the Movies.
I'm 95% sure we've done this before, and then we just never actually did
it. Yeah, I also think that. But this time we're actually going to do it. It's by Lynn Painter, I think. I just Googled it. Yeah, Lynn Painter. Oh, it's getting a sequel.
When?
Next year, which is...
Oh, my God.
And it's going to be called Nothing Like the Movies.
Oh, my God. This is the best day of my life. And
okay,
Emily Henry's doing
great.
Another book.
Oh, yeah. Do you know, like, what that's going to be?
I think it comes out next year, but I, it's called Funny Story, I think. And I saw someone post that had like a advanced reading copy, and they said it was really, really good. So
love. Okay, amazing. What a year for books. Yeah. Okay, this person says, when you were reading about Sagittarius things in the book on the last episode, for the places to holiday, it was mentioned that the Lakes District in the UK is one of the Sagittarius, is one that Sagittarius would like. Take me to the lakes where all the poets went to die. OMG, that's what the song The Lakes is about, the Lake District in the UK. Taylor is totally an astrology queen and feels drawn to it in her soul. That's actually crazy. That's the fact that that is in the book is wild.
Yeah, that is wild.
I don't know how I missed that.
She's such an astrology girly, though. Like, she really is.
Yeah,
she knows it all. Twin flame paint you blue.
Like, who thinks about that? Who comes up with that?
Twin flame.
I'm so happy. Thank you, whoever wrote this in, thank you for pointing that out, because I completely missed it, and that means a lot to me. Just like those little connections are so cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
But that's it for this week. If you guys want to write in your burning questions or comments or stories or whatever, you can go to the link in our bio, and it's just an anonymous question box. So since we won't have an episode next week, we'll read them all next year.
Wow, crazy.
Okay, now we're going to get into our episode this week, and we are recapping the entire year, 2023. We're going to name all the top pop culture moments in our mind. I know that there's probably a lot that we're not going to mention, but it's just because they're not as important to us. There's going to be a lot of Taylor Swift on this list and a lot of things, honestly, that we talked about on the podcast. But as I was like writing all this down, I was like, I cannot believe this happened this year.
Yeah, like this year was so long.
Yeah, like so much happened. Yeah. So it's just fun to like see it all come together, you know? Okay. Also, if you like want to chime in and like I forgot anything, please, because I'm like kind of worried that I forgot some stuff, but I think I got most of it covered. Okay, so I'm going by month. I'm just going to read these. These are not in chronological order like of days in the month, but they're in chronological order of the month, if that makes sense. So in January, starting off the year strong, we got senators to speak out against Ticketmaster after the Taylor Swift ticket war. Please, and I just thought that was a monumental moment and it needed to be included.
Oh my God.
Also in January, Taylor Swift performed at the 1975 concert.
Oh which my to God.
Me, I know. Which to me, that feels like it was yesterday, but also it couldn't have been this year, it feels like.
That's insane. You know?
I know. February was the Grammys. I can't honestly remember like anything too specific. Was this the Grammys where Harry Styles like stage went backwards?
Yeah.
Okay. I like thought that was last year for some reason.
Oh, I remember the Grammys. That was like a monumental day for me because that was the day that Harry won. That was the day that his stage was going backwards. And that was the day that Taylor was like one of the only people that stood and clapped for him when he won after somebody said that Beyonce should have won. And then also the Grammys after party was when Taylor was seen wearing Joe Alwyn's jacket. That was like our last known
day
time where they overlapped. Yeah.
Okay, do you remember that picture of Joe and Taylor like eating at a restaurant, and it was like everyone made a joke about it because he was sitting in the booth? Do you know what picture I'm talking about? When was that? I was trying to figure that out. So like today I was like, when was that? And I couldn't like figure out what to Google.
Yeah, I don't know when that was. Someone's probably because screaming in their AirPods right now. Because what if that was in like March?
I know. Someone's literally like,
I don't think it was March. I think it was
February.
I think it was before the Grammys.
Like, was that last year?
Like, I think the last known connection between them was that Grammys after party when she was wearing the jacket. I'm 90% sure, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Okay. I like don't know what to Google. If someone knows, DM us, please.
It's a really big
and we'll post it on stories. Yeah. Okay, also in February, Rihanna announced her pregnancy at the Super Bowl with the most iconic performance of all time. That performance lives rent-free in my brain. I'm so obsessed with her. Also in February, there was a new season of Outer Banks. Doesn't that feel like ages ago?
This year?
I know. I think.
In February?
I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy.
I know. Isn't that crazy? God. I know.
Wow.
Also in February, it was the whole drama between Hailey Bieber, Kylie Jenner, and Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Which is so funny because that seems like not that long ago to me.
Yeah.
But also that kind of just shows you like things pass so quickly because now I like barely remember what the drama was about.
Yeah.
Like it was like TikTok comments or something.
You know what's crazy? I saw Harry Styles this year because I saw him in January and February.
That's literally so weird.
I feel like I haven't seen that man in like 3 years, but it's literally like, just because
of you live so many, like everyone just lives so many lives in a year.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like I think about everything that I've done this year and I'm just like, how is that possible? I think about that every year though. It's crazy. And then like this time last year, I was like, I wonder what I'm going to do next year. And now I feel that about 2024. It's just wild. Like, yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. March, on to March, the Eras Tour started and we were there. The most iconic day in history.
God, that opening night will like...
No, like, just... nothing will ever compare to the feeling of not knowing what's coming.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing was a shock.
Yeah. I was, like, watching back on a couple of videos the other day for Taylor's birthday, and I was like, we had no idea what was, like, happening or what was going to happen, or, like, there was no possible way to know what was going to happen. Like, every show after that, I know that a lot of people... didn't spoil the show for themselves, but like most people saw
they knew what was going on.
We had no clue what was happening.
No, and I just remember being like, how is this still going? And we had no idea when it was going to end, and we had no idea what era was coming next, and like we had no idea about anything. And I just remember her being like, last song, and we were all like, wait, what? Like,
yeah,
the why were we just standing for 3.5 hours? Like, this is the longest show ever.
Yeah, like, the first night, I remember it felt so long just because we had, like, no concept of when it was going to end or how long each
like, it literally like, just kept going.
I felt like we were there for, like, 7 hours.
Yeah.
Because there was, like, no end in sight. Like, there was no way to, like, measure how far we had made it through the set, you know?
It's crazy.
Like, night two went by a lot faster because we, like, knew what to expect. But night one, felt like we were there forever and ever and ever. In like a good way, but like
it was in the best way. Yeah, it was like at a you can't even explain it. Like there's no way to explain what everyone was feeling, and no one knew. Like, which is the craziest part. Like, no one in that whole entire stadium knew what was coming next.
No.
Okay. Also in March, Daisy Jones and the Six came out.
Oh my God!
I know. And wait, then actually, that also,
because they were on my Spotify Wrapped.
Oh yeah, that does make sense then. I still want them to go on tour, but I feel like they won't too. Because now Suki's having a baby, and
I feel like time has passed. Like, if they were gonna do it, they should have done it this year.
Yeah. Also, Miley Cyrus's album "Endless Summer Vacation" was released in March.
Oh yeah.
Which is crazy. And then also, some of these I came up with in my mind. Some of these I looked back at our past, like, podcast episodes. And then some of these I got from an article online. And this next one I got from an article online. And it was Harry Styles makes out with Emrata
in March. Oh, my God.
I know.
I forgot about that.
I know.
And then mere weeks later, Emrata used my sound on TikTok and then deleted it.
Like, that's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Moving on to April, we only have one event. That was when the worldwide news was heard that Taylor Swift and Joe Allen were no more. I'll never forget that day.
That's enough for April. I mean,
no, literally, like, I heard that, and we don't need any more news in April. That was enough.
That covered the whole month.
In May, the SAG-AFTRA strike started, which is crazy that it went on that long.
Yeah, I didn't realize it started in May. I forgot that it started in May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speak Now, Taylor's version, was announced.
Right.
Which is, like...
Also, we can't forget that she was dating Maddie Healy in this time period.
That's next. That's next. Okay. May, Taylor Swift, and Maddie Healy were seen together.
Right. God.
And on a lighter note, The Little Mermaid movie came out.
Oh, thank God. What a relief.
And then also that was when Beyonce's Renaissance tour started.
I forgot that Little Mermaid was this year, too.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things that you forget. We were talking about this before we started recording, but this next year we're going to write in our notes every time something happens. So then our episode next year is going to be, like, so iconic because
we'll, like, have
it won't be,
list.
Like, pieced together. Yeah, it'll be, like, our actual shocking things. Okay, June was when the Titanic submersible got lost.
Oh,
and that was, like,
God,
the worldwide news. Yeah. Wow. Which that to me seems like it was like 2 months ago.
Like I think feel I like just I was completely just... forgot that happened.
That like, was my Roman totally Empire forgot. For a long time.
I literally forgot that that happened.
Also in June, Kourtney Kardashian announced her pregnancy at the Blink 182 concert.
Oh, yep.
By holding that sign. July was Barbenheimer, Barbie movie in Correct. Oppenheimer, which is like. When I was looking up all these articles, the number one thing that was said was Taylor Swift's Eras Tour and I can never say it. Barbenheimer. Which I still haven't seen Oppenheimer and I really want to see it.
I think I'm good. I don't need to see it with peace and love. That's fine.
But yeah, that's like everyone has said, every article has said that's the biggest thing that happened this year in pop culture was those two things. So
okay.
Which is like pretty crazy. July, Twitter became X.
Oh God. I
forgot. July, Travis tried to give Taylor his phone number.
Right.
This kind of like shows you Taylor's year was insane.
This is giving us a nice timeline.
Yeah. Like February, she was last seen wearing Joe's coat. March. May. She was with Maddie Healy. And then July, Travis gave her his phone number.
Yeah.
July was a big month. Speak Now, Taylor's version was released.
Yep. Taylor Lautner did a backflip across the stage.
And The Summer I Turned Pretty season 2 came out.
Right. Speaking of which, did you see that we're not getting the next season until 2025?
I'm sorry, what? What? Because the strike?
Well, yeah, because they, like, haven't started filming it yet.
Why does it take that long?
I know.
No. 2025? I feel like that's a horrible, like, I understand that the strike, like, obviously was needed, but, like, it deterred everything and, like, it's just thrown everything off. But also, like, I just feel like the hype around it is so much right now that if you wait a full year, they're not going to lose us, but they're going to lose a lot of people, I think.
Yeah. Or it'll come out and then everyone will be like, oh my God, I forgot about the show.
Yeah, true.
But also, they are already starting filming the next season of Outer Banks. So hopefully that will come out next year at some point.
Okay, that's all I really need.
Yeah.
We just need kidding, one I need some Return Pretty, too. But, like, I need one of the two.
Yeah. Gonna go to Beach Fix. Okay.
On to August. August was interesting. Donald Trump's mugshot got released.
Oh, my God. I forgot
Definitely
about that.
Had to put that in here.
Yeah.
Scooter Braun's clients dropped him.
Oh, yeah.
August was, like, a month of karma, kind of.
Yeah.
And then I put this in there just because it was, like, big news. I don't know if this is big news, like, around the world. But it was when Kim Cattrall went back to Sex and the City and did, like, one scene. And that was, in a lot of articles. That was, like, a big pop culture moment of the year because, like, she has beef with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
So the fact that she went back to the show, even though it was, like, for 4 seconds, was, like, a big deal. September.
Excuse me. You forgot a major event in August. 1989 Taylor's version was announced.
Oh, yeah.
How could you?
I thought you were about to say released, and I was like, was it in August? No. Oh, yeah. It was August released in October. 1989 Taylor's version was announced, and Kaya was there.
I was like, it was in August, okay? It was August 9th. It was there.
That's actually crazy.
It is crazy.
The whole year, like, reflecting on the year is so weird because the things that were so long ago don't feel that long ago, but the things that were just, like, yesterday feel so long ago.
We also got, and some, we missed this in one of the months, but the Ice Spice remix of Karma.
Oh, yeah, and the Snow also on the Beach.
Snow on the Beach and Hits Different.
Yeah, when was that?
I want to say it was when she was playing at Gillette.
Let's see.
Which would have been May, right?
May 26th.
Unless it was Boston. It was one of the, like, Northeastern shows. Yep.
Wow, that's when she was in her Maddie era.
Yep.
And that's when Speak Now, Taylor's version got announced. That's crazy. May was, like, really big for her with the announcement and then also coming out with songs. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, September was the month when Roman Empires became a thing.
That's important.
Which
that's
is crazy. Yeah, like, that is such, like, an important thing that happened now. This year. Yeah, like, everyone, it's a term heard around the world.
Like, people are still using it as, like, a reference.
Yeah. September, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner split up.
Right.
September, Taylor Swift attended the Chiefs game.
Oh, God. The day that will live in history.
Like, that was crazy.
Yeah, that day was literally the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And this, I think it was August or September, was when she started going out with her friends, like, on the town.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. And then September was when Guts came out.
Yep. Slay.
Crazy. October, the Eras Tour movie premiere, / it came out in theaters.
Yep.
Also, 1989 Taylor's version came out.
Yes.
I don't think there was anything else in October other than those two, like, Taylor Swift things. I couldn't really think of anything else.
Yeah.
But those are, like, very big. Like, an album and a movie. I'll take it.
Yeah.
November, Taylor Swift said, Karma is the guy on the Chiefs.
Right. I remember that one.
That one was just, the world stopped spinning for a second when she said that. November, Harry Styles shaved his head.
I've been wondering because, like, no one's seen him in so long. And so I'm like, what does it look like now? Like, has it grown out a little bit?
Yeah, I bet it has. Or is he just going to keep, like, it shaved?
I want to know what it looks like now.
Yeah.
Oh, the Hunger Games movie came out.
Oh, yeah. Hunger Games movie.
We can't forget our 2014 resurgence.
No.
Points.
2023, 2013, same thing.
Yep.
And then December, Spotify named Taylor as their most streamed artist. Mm-hmm. And then also Time named Taylor as their person of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just crazy. Like, all of this news is Taylor Swift news.
The Percy Jackson show comes out this month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in, like, 2 days.
Yeah, I kind of felt weird, like, doing December when who knows what's going to happen before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Like, if Reputation gets announced, but just a little early roundup of the year.
Yeah. Percy Jackson comes out this month. Wonka came out this month.
Oh, yeah.
Timothée Chalamet did the follow-up to his SNL skit this year. I'm trying to think what's happened. I don't think there's really much. I mean, that was a lot. So
yeah. No, like,
to clarify.
So much has happened this year. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But next year we do need to keep a running list. Like, we'll make a shared notes page, because I know we just missed so much. And I know tonight I'm going to like wake up in the middle of the night and be like, oh, I forgot that that happened.
Yeah.
But it's so weird to look back on the year like that.
Yeah.
So much happened. So we got so many good albums, TV shows, and movies this year.
Yeah. It was a really good year to be a girl.
It was such a good, especially with, like, this was the best year for girls.
Barbie. Not like legally speaking, but like in a fun
in a pop culture way.
yeah.
in like a not too deep way.
Yeah.
In like a love and rainbows and like hearts a, and in like a girlhood way.
Not like a human rights way.
It was the year of friendship bracelets and Barbie and our rights being taken away.
The Holy Trinity. Oh my God.
Truly, okay, now if you had to pick like a couple things off this list that was like the highlight of your year, what would you say it was?
Oof.
Was it when Joe and Taylor broke up?
Just kidding. No, it was not. How many do I have to pick?
However many you feel like your heart wants to pick.
Okay, I'm gonna do top five.
Okay.
In no particular order.
Okay.
The Grammys.
Love.
Because my Haler heart was just very happy that day. The Eras Tour, obviously. 1989 Taylor's version. Barbie. And Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift dating.
Love. Mine was the Eras Tour.
Right.
Barbie. Barbie's like definitely the movie, of course, but also like the Barbie resurgence of like everything pink and like everything Barbie is just like so fun. And then also just like everything, like maybe not like Travis and Taylor like dating, but like everything that's come from it, like the public, like the way we've seen Taylor, like we've never seen her before, like at a sporting game and like at a sporting game, at a football game.
Right.
Like out with her friends and like changing the lyrics to her songs on stage. And I feel like that's my top.
Yeah. That's fair.
Obviously, like her album's coming out too, but. Yeah, we can add those in there.
Just all of the albums. None in all particular. The albums.
Yeah.
All of them.
What a slay of a year. What a S-L-E-I-G-H of a year.
Slays and Santa.
Slays and Santa of a year. You guys, Santa is on his way.
As we speak.
He's almost here.
May 2024 be a great one.
It will. I just know it will.
Also, before we end this episode, I'm going to tell you that I think I'm going to ghost that guy from Hinge, so.
Oh. What happened?
The Spotify one.
Oh.
Okay, should I tell the story? Should I just tell everyone the tale? Okay.
Yeah. What if he listens? Well, whatever.
If my mom is listening to this, please don't text me about it. You can't convince me otherwise, and I don't want to talk about it other than this conversation that I'm having just with Aspen and our hundreds of closest friends right now.
You're speaking your truth. I'm calling this episode Taya Speaks Her Truth. It has nothing to do with pop culture 2023. Oh my God, you're right.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, which is all of you except for Aspen, I matched with this guy on Hinge like 2 weeks ago, and he like responded to my prompt when I asked to send their 2023 Spotify Wrapped, and he sent me his like list, and then he sent me like a link to his entire Wrapped playlist, and it was like the craziest thing I've ever seen, because it was literally like the National, Taylor Swift, God, who else was even on it? I don't even remember anymore. It's been so long since I looked at it. Bleachers was on there, Maggie Rogers was on, like, I mean, it was crazy behavior for a man, Spotify Wrapped. And so I had been messaging him for like a couple weeks, and then he asked me out and I was sick, so I couldn't go. And then we kept messaging for, like, the next week off and on. Like, I wasn't, like, constantly messaging him by any means because I don't have time for that. And then with Peace and Love, I don't have time with that. And then he messaged me a couple days, like, maybe last week. And he was like, I'm going to send you my number so I don't get stuck in your inbox. And then I ignored it because I didn't want to text him.
My God.
And then the day after that, he literally, or like maybe 2 days later, he responded again and said, that didn't work, LOL. And then proceeded to ask me to his holiday party, which is this weekend. And I can't go to that either because it's the hot, like it's literally December 23rd, like it's the holidays. And so I didn't respond for a minute. And then I finally responded and I was like, LOL, no comment, because he was like, sending my number didn't work. And I was like, mm-hmm. No, it didn't. Like, I'm sorry. And then I like said that. And then he responded again and he was like, oh, well, like, would you be interested in like getting together after the holidays? And I was like, mm-hmm. So then I didn't respond for a while. Like, he just messaged me that last night, and then this morning, he just sent me a link to a song on Spotify.
Oh, God. What was it?
I need to find
I'm scared.
Because, like,
he seems like, pushy.
Yeah, like, why? You don't need to be double messaging me all the time. Like, it's never that serious. I've been talking to you for, like, maybe 2 weeks. Like, it's really not that serious. And it's just, like, weird. But then, like, this was, like, well, actually, when I told him that I wasn't going to be here this weekend or like that I was busy this weekend, he said shucks, and that was when I was like no.
Do you think he says shucks in real life though?
I do, because who says shucks in that context? Like, I would never True. Just say shucks in a sentence like that. Like, I'd be like, oh damn, you know.
True.
Like, that's weird to me. Also, for reference, this guy's 34 years old and I'm 26, so there's like an age difference, and that was also weird to me. So I was not a fan to begin with, but I was just like, whatever, I was trying to give it a chance. Okay. And so he sends me All by Group Love, but he sends it with no context, so I'm like, are you just sending this to me because it's a good song?
Like, yeah, put a message with it.
Or are you sending this to me for a reason? So then I look at the lyrics. I don't listen to the song because I don't feel like it. And the lyrics are, like, so aggressive. So I'm like, again, I don't know if you're just sending me the song because you want me to listen to it. Or because you're sending me some weird... Yeah, or if that's,
like, your declaration of, like, your feelings.
Yeah. Like, for example, can you be everything everywhere all the time for me?
Okay.
I want to take a long ride with you by my side. No. Like, I... No. And, like, this, it's a good song, but, like, again, with no context, that's so strange. And so
I don't think I feel like him anymore. Like, he could be doing this in a better way.
Yeah, right.
Like, the thing that's weird to me is not this... Well, I guess the song is kind of weird, but the part where he said, where you didn't text him, he gave you his number, you didn't text him. And then he said, well, I guess that didn't work, LOL.
Right.
Like, please don't ever say that.
No, when I saw that message, when I tell you my jaw dropped.
That's weird.
When I saw that message, nothing could have prepared me for that.
That's too, like, aggressive, it seems like. Like, he should have just... What he should have done if he wanted to message you something else and want to, like, keep the conversation going, even if you didn't text him, is just completely ignore the fact that he gave you his phone number and keep the conversation going.
Yeah. And then, like, that's what happened this time was, like, he was asking to hang out after the holidays and I didn't respond because, I mean, he literally sent it, like, last night. So it's not like this morning wasn't that long. Like, I went to bed. And then this morning he just sends the song link with no context. And, like, that
that's is weird.
Like, we don't need to be double messaging all the time. Like, it's too much for me.
Yeah, unless it's, like, weeks later.
Yeah.
And you, like, feel like you have something else to say. But, like, also then why are you – like, if they're not messaging for weeks, then, like, just let it go.
Yeah, like, it's feeling very forced and kind of desperate, if I'm going to be honest. And I don't vibe with that, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's not listening to this because I think I sent him my Spotify Wrapped too, which means he has my Spotify username. So,
which is like on our podcast,
right. So, if you are okay, sorry, well,
peace and love to him. We wish you the best.
The best is just not me.
Yeah.
There's someone
better for you out there. I'm glad you had an open mind, though, for a little bit.
I did try.
Yeah. He had a nice, like, his playlist was too good to be true.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Maybe you guys would have been, like, too similar, though, and, like, clash.
Well, also, all of his songs were, like, sad songs.
Yeah, like, maybe he's not okay.
Which is, like, fine, but maybe I should have taken that as, like, a red flag. Like, his top Taylor songs were Coney Island, and that's probably because of The National, because he loves The National. And then Come Back, Be Here.
Yeah, the Come Back, Be Here is a red flag.
And his favorite albums were Red and Speak Now.
Yeah.
Like, are you good?
Yeah, I, like, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. I'm horrible with stuff like this.
Yeah, I just got a bad vibe and I'm not going to pursue. So that's my story. There's your weekly Hinge update, everyone, since you guys requested that.
Okay, but since you're, like, ghosting him now, like, you got to give someone else a chance. So you can have a, like, for no other reason than it, you can have a story for our next year podcast.
Right. The problem is, I think I've realized that dating apps are just never going to be successful for me because I either need to, like, dislike the person first or, like, I just...
What?
My problem... Okay, no, let me rephrase. My problem is I don't like when people get too, like, mushy and, like, affectionate. Like, I hate that. And, like, dating apps are, like, you're immediately doing that because you already like the person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I need some banter.
But, you know? Like, not, like, in a flirty way?
Like, I need to be able to make fun of you. And you can make fun of me, and it's fine.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Yeah. I think there's people that will message like that, though.
Yeah. It either needs to be that, or it's going to be, like, a friends first situation.
Yeah. That's well, I don't think dating apps are for everyone. I think it's definitely, like, very hard.
I mean, I'm still going to be on there swiping my little heart away because it's fun. But like,
it's a little fun video game at the end of the day.
It is. It's a fun, silly little game that I like to play. But we'll see. I'm sure I'll have a story for January. So
maybe you'll have a Travis Kelce of your own in January.
God, don't get my mom started.
Sorry.
If I get one more text from my mom saying, you need to find your Travis Kelce, I'm going to lose my mind. Like, don't you think I want to do that too? What do you mean? If I could, I would.
You're like, yeah, that's actually everyone's dream.
Yeah, like, obviously.
Okay, well, anyway. Just message people so then you can have a story to tell on the next podcast.
Yeah, I will.
I'll do even it for if nothing bit. Else happens. Yeah. Just do, please, we need content. Like, please.
And then we'll start doing date content, and I'll just make you come with me, but, like, sit at a booth, like, four tables away.
Please. I'll sit at the restaurant alone.
It serves as a double purpose, A, so I don't get murdered, and B, so we can have podcast content to talk about.
Yes! Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Okay. Perfect.
Oh my God, I'm gonna like hide behind the menu. I'm gonna wear like a scarf as a hat. Like I like you were like on a boat or something. Yeah. They never know who I am anyways. Okay, on that note, you know our plans for the new year. I hope you guys have good plans for the new year. I hope Rep gets announced on New Year's Eve. I'm manifesting it into the universe. To come back with. Me too. And if we don't, we're going to have something from Kaya's Hinge. Mark my words. Okay, love you guys. Thanks for listening to another year of our podcast. I literally have chills thinking about it. It's so crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. We've known each other for 2 years.
I know. Wow. 2023 was fun in the pop culture world and in real life. And thanks for staying by our side, everyone, and listening to us talk all about it because... it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And next year, who knows what's going to happen? It's going to be crazy. It's going to be so crazy. Okay. We love you guys so much. Have the best holiday ever. Squeeze your pets. Squeeze your friends. Squeeze your family.
And go read Better Than the Movies so that we can talk about it in January.
Yes. And pray for Reputation Taylor's version. Follow us on Instagram too. And TikTok. And give us 5 stars. And see you next year.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.